Well, hello people. Now, I wasn't going to make a video about what's going on in Canada, because as I'm Canadian, it's something close to my heart, and it's quite upsetting to see. Now, as we all know by now, Trudeau has sent in the police, or military police, on horseback and tear gas for peaceful protesters. There was no violence all the time they were there until the police moved in. They are the ones causing the violence. And it's hard to comprehend how Trudeau is treating Canadian citizens like this. And I don't know where they got this new police chief, but he sure is a loose cannon. He acts as if he's at war. And he's treating these peaceful protesters as if they're some kind of terrorists. Yes, he sort of pretends he's a real tough man against peaceful, unarmed protesters. He better hope that Trudeau wins his battle, or he is definitely toast. So apparently, if you don't agree with the government, force will be used against you to comply. That isn't a democracy. That is a dictatorship. But Trudeau is a weak leader, or if he's a leader at all. Anytime he gets a bit rough, he runs away. Basically, Trudeau is having a tantrum. But his tantrum can get a lot of people hurt. The police that they're using now may not be from Ottawa, but they are still Canadians. And they're using unnecessary force against their own people. Accountability will come for them all. Canada will either be a free country or ruled by a dictator. And history is being written as I speak. If Canada fails at freedom, then every country in the world will follow. Because this is the blueprint of the elites. My heart is with every Canadian, and the time to stand up is now. Canada won't get a second chance. So I urge you to support the Canadian truckers any way you can, because this could easily be your country too. Viva la Canada!